I am in earnest. I will not equivocate. I will not excuse. I will not retreat a single inch. William Lloyd Garrison said those quotes in his first issue of The Liberator, his newspaper, on January 1st, 1863. He wrote 1,803 issues from 1831 to 1865. He worked on The Liberator for 34 years.
I am Leah, and I've been studying William Lloyd Garrison with my classmates Luke and Alex. We are studying William Lloyd Garrison and his relationship with Frederick Douglass, and how the relationship was complicated and interesting. Before Frederick Douglass and William Lloyd Garrison met, Douglass was already a weekly subscriber to Garrison's newspaper, The Liberator.
They became close because they have so much in common. For example, they both lost their fathers. Douglass never met his parents, and Garrison's dad left him when he was young. They both strongly desired that slavery would be abolished. Frederick Douglass met William Lloyd Garrison at a New England Anti-Slavery Society meeting in 1838. When Douglass was speaking about his childhood, immediately Garrison knew he found who he was looking for. They were some of the best abolitionists ever. But it wasn't until 1835 that William Lloyd Garrison and Frederick Douglass started attending abolitionist speeches all around the world together, including one of the most famous speeches about slavery in London, England.
While they were in England, Garrison helped to buy Frederick Douglass's freedom. It was a sign of trust. Their relationship was thriving. They were the perfect duo. William Lloyd Garrison was born on December 10, 1805. Garrison was not wealthy when he was growing up. His father left him when he was about 3 years old. That meant that he couldn't go to school and he had to get a job to support his family. That is one of the topics that Douglass and Garrison bonded over. It is amazing how he turned out to be wealthy and own his newspaper without any formal education.
Soon after his father left, he set out for work. He was about 8 years old. Imagine being eight and losing your father and having to get a job to provide for your family. He was like the dad for the family. His first job was an assistant writer for a printer in Newburyport, Massachusetts. That's where he was born. When he turned 25, Garrison moved to Boston to start a new career of printing. On January 1st, 1831, the first issue of The Liberator came out.
Douglass loved speaking at anti-slavery meetings, but he was also nervous. But even though when he was nervous, people still loved to hear him talk. In one anti-slavery meeting in Massachusetts, he was so nervous that he was shaking and shivering. By the end, he was hired by the society as a professional lecturer.
Douglass kept accusing Garrison on the opposite side as most abolitionists. At one anti-slavery meeting, Douglass questioned Garrison's tactics, but they kept going at it. Garrison made it personal and accused Douglass of having an affair with his wife. Then Douglass accused Garrison of racism.
But their partnership did not last long. In 1853, the partnership was over. Douglass was questioning the peaceful end to slavery. Douglass was questioning that white people should be the leaders of the abolitionist movement. Unlike Garrison, Douglass felt that using politics to end slavery wasn't the right approach. Douglass thought Garrison's tactics were just earnest and would not lead to the end of slavery. So now suddenly the relationship was over. Douglass felt that white and black should not be leading the abolitionist movement. He felt that whites weren't trying hard enough.
And it got really bad when Garrison published an article called A Gazillion Affairs about Frederick Douglass and the Liberator. Even though they were both amazing abolitionists, they went their separate ways. Some might say for the better of them, and some might say together they were a powerful duo. It is very sad how two of the most famous abolitionists broke up and stopped working together. William Lloyd Garrison kept working on the Liberator and published 1,308 issues until 1865. Frederick Douglass started his own abolitionist newspaper called the North Star.
As we said in the beginning, their relationship was complicated and interesting. We all love studying William Lloyd Garrison and his relationship with Frederick Douglass, and we hope to learn more about William Lloyd Garrison. Thank you for listening to our podcast.